Hello, everyone, and welcome to this super duper special episode of Can We Save the Cat? On this episode, we are abandoning our format and we are doing a bracket episode where we have 36 of our favorite ideas and we are going to whittle it down to the best one yet. It's the end of season one. We're sending it out with a bang. We're finally going to figure it out. Is it Yo Video? Is it the color of music? Is it retro? Or is it some scrub like the night before Thanksgiving?
It's the Finternet.
I have had input from a bunch of people that listen to this podcast. I've gotten feedback from both of you. It's a real bracket. This bracket's going to be live for everyone to look at. There's four number one seeds, four number two seeds, all the way down to eight. And then there's actually eight number eight seeds that we're going to have some play-in games for. The winner gets absolutely nothing but bragging rights because these 36 episodes are all from us. These are original three members. There's no guests. There's no themes. This is just us being amazing. So this is for all the marbles. I gave it up last week. I gave Justin the win for the season. So now I have to redeem myself.
Now it's the win of all time.
It's the win of all time. This is like, we're going to see some battles, I think. And my favorite part is there's three of us, so there's not going to be any ties on this. There's going to be a fucking winner. And I'm so excited. So we're going to jump right into this. So we have four brackets. Four regions, if you will.
We'll post this on Instagram so you can take a look.
Yeah, we'll post this. How do you guys want to do this? Should we just start with one side and take it to like the Elite Eight? Or like, how do we do this?
I think we go one side, Elite Eight.
Oh, I was going to say start on the outside, work our way in. I don't know how it works.
You could do either one. Let's vote. There's three of us.
I feel like outside, work our way in is kind of fun because then we hop around a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so we've got...
So I've lost the first vote.
We've got one, two, three, four. So we'll start with bracket number one, which has two number eight seeds. We've got Love Means Nothing, which is our tennis pro...
Murders,
like the pharmaceutical kind of...
Yeah, the opioids.
Yeah.
He seduces the husband and the wife.
Yup.
Yeah. When the other one. What's the other one?
The other one is Conditional Love, which we literally just did a few
con
weeks
artist.
Ago. Con artist who...
The guy who tries to get his con artist girlfriend back.
Yep.
I vote for that right there. Vote. Con artist. Conditional Love.
Oh, man. This one's hard.
No, it's not.
Because originally I would say Conditional Love, but I actually did like the opioid way that we went with the other one. Okay.
Either way, I win because they're both mine.
I think, Danny, this one's going to come down to you because I do think I'm leaning Love Means Nothing. Okay. I hate the name, but I do agree that this was... We took some turns with this one, and Justin ended up hating it, but I really liked where we took it as well. It's one of our more forgettable ones, which I don't know why it is, because it gets dark. He's sleeping with the husband and the wife, and he's like gonna murder the son or something like that. Like it got wild.
Yeah. Okay. So what's gonna pull the trigger for me here is what has. So you're going Love Means Nothing.
I'm going Love Means Nothing.
All right. I'm gonna go with what I think has more. There and more to dive into, which is going to be, I hate the name, but Conditional Love, because
Conditional Love.
That's a series. We really fleshed it out, and I really liked the Carmen Sandiego aspect to it of like chasing and having these eight different people. I feel like Love Means Nothing was just a little bit too straight drama when we pitched it.
Okay. Hey, totally fine. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next play-in, which is we have Bringing the Heat, which is the mother-daughter arsonist team, going against the Cellar Door, the man with dementia going through and reliving his life. So
I vote the Cellar Door.
Really?
I
mean, The other one's fun, but the cellar door like has more potential to beat the Blue Hill House.
I don't think so.
They're the same. They're okay, both Justin, the same.
Justin, don't think ahead. You got to vote between these two. No.
It's all about the next step.
You shouldn't have shown him this whole thing because now he's going to cheat his way through.
Yeah, he's gonna figure out which it is.
Because between bringing the heat and the cellar door, bringing the heat is the superior idea. I think it had more.
I think it's bringing the heat.
Yeah, I think we're bringing the heat with this pitch because mother daughter team of arsonists.
Look, I didn't say bringing the heat was bad.
I just like tell people, hey, we do a film show. Sometimes it's a show about a mother daughter team of arsonists, and they perk up. That's one of those.
Sometimes
things
Sometimes they bring the heat.
You do
in
the elevator pitch, and they're like, "I'm sorry, what?" So that's going to be mine. Bringing the heat.
The where we ended up going with bringing the heat, it started off so like by the book movie, and then like where it ended up was so fun that it's one of those that Justin talks about all the time, and we'll probably reference a million times on this. Like, I want to watch Bringing the Heat right now.
Didn't I scratch that one?
Yeah, because you let us down. You led us astray. You were like,
it makes
make
sense
it a mother
that
daughter.
I would go with
make
the
it
other
a mother
one.
Daughter. Oh, I scratch it because it's a mother
it's a mother daughter. Yeah,
moving on to number three. I can already tell you what I'm not voting for.
All right, number three, we have two of the silliest names that we've had so far. We have everybody's favorite Little Miss Moneymaker, the 11-year-old who invents new tech that everybody wants to buy. And then we have Cult of Cash, which is the MLM. Woman gets sucked into MLM and breaks some lives along the way. Look, I'm going to be
vote
really
Cult of Cash.
I vote Little Miss Moneymaker. I think crap.
Oh my gosh.
I think Cult of Cash was one of my least favorite ones that we've done.
I know. Brian hated that one and he loved Little Miss Moneymaker.
I like Little Miss Moneymaker's money-making possibilities. Disney Plus needs to be all over that.
You love her.
I do all love right. Little Miss Moneymaker.
I'm trying to think of which is going to be I think I scratched Little Miss Moneymaker, didn't I?
I think I did. I don't think you did.
Let me go back and look.
I think Cult of Clash was yours.
I mean, let's be real. They're both
Danny
about cash.
Did scratch Little Miss Moneymaker.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go with, because I love MLMs, because I think we actually got a really interesting take out of that one, which was like she pulls people in and then she has this regret. I'm going to go with Cult of Cash.
Damn, disagree on that one.
So Cult of Cash beats out Little Miss Moneymaker.
Golly, poor Little Miss Moneymaker. I thought you were gonna have a Cinderella story through Cult of Cash, through the number one seed in that
let's
one.
Let's move on to the Cinderella story over here.
All right, so in this one, our last number eight seed, we have Premature. The woman looking for a handsome, sensitive guy, turns out he's a goober in the bedroom. Versus true crime. The podcast gone astray. Just hijinks ensue whenever everybody thinks they witness a murder on screen. Is this a clean sweep?
I think this is a clean sweep.
Premature. Is the Cinderella story to win the whole tournament.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Cinderella story right there. I call it right now. Oof. Premature Cinderella story. It's going to make it.
It's a good one. It's honestly a good one. It could be made tomorrow.
Whoever seeded this was garbage.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we're going to start in the four. We're going to stay in the four bracket and we're going to start with the 1-8. We're going to throw Justin right into the fire.
Premature
versus Stoopmates.
Ooh. Absolutely, pretty much sure.
So Stoopmates is a one seed. People really liked Stoopmates. I got some really, really good feedback about that one.
Premature has the potential to be a cult classic.
So Stoopmates is the woman who basically is stooping things in New York with the help of her roommate and love interest.
It's niche. It's very niche.
Oh, you
Premature.
Can't make me do this. Why we got to go back to back like this?
We're starting with literally. The four. We're going to go fours all the way up.
Tell you, Premature is like your next Stepbrothers. Like, people will rewatch it and they will quote this. Stoopmates is like, it'll have
Danny, I'm going to make it really hard on you because I'm going Stoopmates. Premature is great, and I think it was very... I think I had it as a 7, and then people didn't respond to it like I thought they would, and they dropped it to an 8. So, yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Premature could definitely win this entire bracket.
Man, God, this is so hard. This is so hard because they're both my ideas. They were both my concepts. Oh, man.
So hard.
I think I'm so sorry, Brian.
Hey.
I think I'm going to go with Premature.
Doesn't bother
premature.
Me at all. Number
we
8
gotta have
seed.
A Cinderella story. Let's go. Takes out the 1 seed.
There we go. Stewmates is gone. Didn't even get its time in the sun. That is crazy.
Man.
All right. Well, we're gonna move.
All right.
It was really good.
No one said these were bad.
All right. So Stewmates is gone too soon. We're going to go right below it and look at the 4-5 matchup that it's going against, which is Stuck, about a killer stuck on an elevator with his target, and Deeper, the story of a woman who sexual assault and is making her way back into life, you know, getting back into swimming and everything like that. Two early ones. These are some of our earlier episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I mean,
I'm gonna.
It's a 4-5 for a reason.
I want to vote Deeper, but I feel like I'm gonna go with Stuck. I'm gonna go with Stuck. Deeper is like a fantastic movie, I feel like, but
here's the thing:
Stuck is just such a unique idea that I have to give it the respect it deserves as a unique idea.
So for me, it comes down to this: I think Deeper is the better.
I think
it's the better project. With that being said, Stuck was one of the first times when we were doing this where I really was like, we just turned nothing into something amazing. And it really made me like super proud of the project and Can We Save the Cat? So it's
so
like
you're being emotional.
It's like an emotional attachment.
You're making an emotional decision.
I kind of want to hear what Danny has to say because I really don't know. This is a 4-5 for a reason, and I'm
so,
the deeper I go, the more stuck I get.
I'm gonna go with, I think what is catching me here, and I think what will be my thing for the entire thing is the originality, right? Like what is new? What is something people haven't seen? And so my vote is gonna be Stuck. Because I think that is something. Hitman gets stuck in the elevator with his target. You immediately see it. You think of it, and you're like, "Boom! I'm there." So that's me.
Mine doesn't matter here. So I think I am going to go deeper because I'm going to stick with something I've been doing, which is like, what do I want to see on my screen? And I think that's like, I mean, we joked about it, but that's like an Oscar bait film right there. All right, so now, yeah, we're at the 2-7 matchup here. Retro, which is our one about the sci-fi dramedy where the woman from 2021 realizes social media is taking over and goes back in time, versus I'll Be Home for Hanukkah, our Christmas one where a guy goes, the woman goes home with her boyfriend to his family and is like messing up Hanukkah all the time, just inadvertently because she's trying to Christmas all over the place.
This is where you guys chose another idea, but end up becoming my idea.
Yeah, kinda.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I choose Retro.
I choose Retro. This one's
the better.
Vote I'll Be Home for Hanukkah, but you guys can take Retro. That'll just be in my heart because I can see it tomorrow. You know, like I can see it being made as a Hallmark movie.
I feel like because it's a holiday movie, it's just so like niche where you're like,
yep.
I don't know. I feel like Retro is the better choice because it can be, it's a show.
I think I can see both of these. And what was that show on NBC, like Timeless or something like that? That was like a cult classic for a few seasons. It got an extra season because of fans and everything. Anyway, that's what I think Retro can be. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So I'm going Retro. 3-6 here. We have The Other Side of the Tracks as the 6th seed, which is our prank, senior prank gone awry versus Recycled Stories, which is the anthology series about things being sold at a yard sale. I'll jump in on this. Recycled Stories is one of my favorite things that we've done on this show. So I'm 100% voting for that.
I'm voting the other side of the tracks.
Oof.
I'm going to go...
I mean, it's Oscar worthy.
I'm going to go Recycled Stories.
Because it's yours.
I mean, originality. What that's like quirky that people are going to be able to think about and immediately see in their head. I feel like Recycled Stories, while it may not win an Oscar, it's going to be one of those things like Modern Love that people like think of and they're like, oh yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah.
I mean, Other Side of the Tracks was just so current and relatable, though.
It was. It got super dark. It was super well thought out. We had a lot of intricacies.
It was also just early, you know? Like, we didn't quite get it to the point where some of these others that we got to, you know?
It's fair.
Sorry, Retro will win that anyways.
All right, we're going to go over to the three where we have Yo Video, the one seed, taking on Cult of Cash. Yo Video, I mean, I don't think we need any introduction for this. It's one of our most talked about. It's one of our most talked about episodes. So,
is this a sweep?
Yo Video.
I think it's a sweep. Yo Video. It's a one seed sweep, which is still kind of crazy for me to say, because two of us scratched it. Look, here's the deal. It's not just, I think I had it as a two seed and people bumped it up to a one. So
it's got legs.
It's got legs. All right. Number four, one of the harder ones for me. These four or fives are brutal for me. We have Unable to Read, the five seed. The AI falls in love with a retail worker versus The Night Before Thanksgiving, where friends go out for drinksgiving and end up losing the ring. I don't know.
I vote The Night Before Thanksgiving, and honestly, to me, it's going to come down to I think one would sell more in theaters.
So,
I think Unable to Read is like a probably like a Emmy Oscar type thing, like award. Beautiful. I think The Night Before Thanksgiving is like everyone would go see that because it like just it fits everybody.
Yeah. So I'll be real. I re-listened to Unable to Read again today, partially because that meme actually came up again. My friend shared it and I was like, oh my God, this is great. And I never liked The Night Before Thanksgiving. You guys know me. It's just a little too kitschy.
Correct.
So I'm going to go Unable to Read because it's weighty. It's got a lot of punch. And Brian's going to have to be the one to break this tie. I'm so sorry, Brian.
This sucks because I love both of these episodes. The Night Before Thanksgiving, I don't know if it's one of our favorite concepts that we've done, but it's definitely one of my favorite episodes that we've done. We had a lot of fun recording that one. I think I'm going to, oh my God. So Melissa McCarthy did that crappy version of Unable to Read for HBO Max already. And so it's already out there as like a comedy. So it makes me lean The Night Before Thanksgiving. Could we do it better?
Because remember, we went like Russian virus on it.
Yeah, sell it hard, Danny. Sell it hard.
And like the weight of like people who say that they love.
Which one did you enjoy more, Brian? Really?
I'm going to go. This is a spousal partner shout out, and I'm going to go with which one I know she would like more, which is The Night Before Thanksgiving, because I really can't decide. I love both of these so much.
Great job copping out there, Brian.
Yeah, I can't make that decision. It's too hard for me. It's so hard.
We're so happy Brian came up with this idea.
Screw you.
So he wouldn't do anything.
All right. This one actually is a little tough for me as well. So it's our 2-7 matchup. We have at the 7 seed the sister con, the escaped convict who poses as a long lost sister, versus Significant Others, the dissociative identity disorder dating.
I vote Significant Others.
I think I do too. I'm going to vote Significant Others as well. I just think that
yeah.
I mean, Sister Con wasn't bad. It's just Significant Other's is just better.
It's one of the best ones that we've done, so it's really hard to
And
not.
It was early, too.
It was super early.
Yeah. Some of our better concepts came early in the season. Is that what we're figuring out?
Wow.
I'm saying, like, some of our better concepts have so far won.
Significant Others was our fifth episode, I believe.
Yeah, and Yo Video was, like, early, too.
Yo Video was, it was 12, so.
Early-ish, yeah.
Yeah, early-ish. All right, now we have the 3-6 matchup, which is Hit the Road versus The Good Town. So The Good Town is the young kid raised in some town in like Montana, and the family moves in and they're actually like killers themselves, versus Hit the Road, which is a young woman is about to move from New Jersey to California after her husband or with her husband. But then she finds out that he's been cheating on her, and her dad goes on the trip to herself with her. So,
it's weird. Cause I mean, like
they're so different.
They're pretty even to me in my mind.
I'm going to go with the one that was more memorable, and I'm going to vote The Good Town. That's just going to be me. I feel like we really...
I'm going to vote The Good Town as well, just because it's just a little bit better than Hit the Road.
I just like that I don't have to decide because I'm having trouble with these. I think I would have gone The Good Town as well. I think that one was... It was intriguing. It was...
Like, I don't think either one of them are, like, winners, but I think The Good Town is better of the two.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we've got our next, we're going to move up the bracket to our third number one seed, which is Blue Hill Hostel. Another one that doesn't really need much of an introduction, anthology about a man running a hostel, versus Bringing the Heat, mother-daughter team of arsonists. Danny looks distraught over this.
I'm going to go Blue Hill Hostel. It's just the better of the two.
I'm distraught because I love both of these.
I mean, you know, Blue Hill is just better. I mean, Bringing the Heat is fun, but the Blue Hill Hostel is just better.
Yeah, I'll go with Blue Hill Hostel. I do think that it probably is more solid, but it hurts me to get rid of Bringing the Heat because that one's a good one.
It does. Bringing the Heat is a really... I wonder if people had... Like, not imposter syndrome, but, like, where things are so new, they get caught up in it, you know? And so they're, like, or nostalgia, I guess. And so people were longing. Because a lot of our newer ones, whenever I went to people, they were like, that one's not as good. Like, rate it a little bit lower. But I really liked Bringing the Heat as well. But I agree, as an 8 seed going against Blue Hill Hostel, like, it should have made it further, but it's just the way the seeding worked out, so.
The next one's going to be very difficult for me.
All right, so the next one is Call Us Monsters, our 4-5 matchup. Call Us Monsters with the 4 seed, the young adult fantasy series where a young girl has to choose what shape she's going to turn into, versus Iceberg Dead Ahead, Titanic 2, stoner zombie comedy.
These are both...
First off, how the fuck is this a 5 seed?
How did these two end up together?
I mean, they're both different, but so good. I mean, Call Us Monsters is just a great title.
Yeah.
Are the 4-5 seeds just that, like, dang?
I'm voting Iceberg Dead Ahead just because I think it would be epically amazing, and I think it would be a cult classic. Call Us Monsters is a great show, but I think, like most fantasy shows like that, like, anybody could kind of do it. But the title is so good.
I am also going to go for Iceberg Dead Ahead. I, too, think that it could be a cult classic, and it, like, it's so bad, it's good. It's so bad, it's good.
I'm outnumbered here. I wanted to go. My vote's Call Us Monsters.
You said nothing in the last 15 minutes in this game.
I wanted to hear what was going on, okay? I wanted to hear you guys, and you guys make the decision.
The next two, Danny, the next two, we cannot vote until Brian votes first.
Okay.
That's totally fine. My mind's made up on this. So in our 2 seed, we have Amber Plus None, a rom-com about self-love where Amber Dunn must find a plus one to a wedding, versus The Peninsula, the spiritual successor to The O.C., a movie TV show, excuse me, where a family moves from Arkansas to Silicon Valley to make it with the tech people. So this one's easy for me. Amber plus none, I think is, you know, self-love. It's I'm all about it, especially during the that time during quarantine was a really big part of my life. So Amber plus none, pretty simple for me.
Danny, opinion?
I'm also going to go Amber plus none. The Peninsula was never really my baby, but Amber plus none was a thing that I feel like we could have written like that.
Amber plus none for me as well.
All right.
Interesting.
It's a clean sweep.
Is this the hardest matchup? Is this one right here?
For me, no.
Oh, okay. So we have, in our three seed, we have hashtag dead. A social media star fakes his own death to get likes and then realizes he must keep up the ruse. Versus the Finternet, which is, I mean, the web has been breached before, but never like this. Like with a start to a log line like that. My God.
Sharks taking over the ocean.
Here's the deal. I love the Finternet, but it was more about dreamcasting that project more than it was the project. I think it's hashtag dead.
I agree. I think it's hashtag dead.
Hashtag
dead. Long
for
live
me
the
as well.
Finternet, but okay. It's hashtag dead.
Long live
the
Finternet.
I mean, hashtag
Finternet.
Dead was actually a pretty good concept.
Yeah.
It so was.
This, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
It was. All right. So we're going into our last bracket, the 1-8 seed here, we have The Color of Music, where a man with synesthesia begins to see colors whenever he hears music, and versus Conditional Love, our 8 seed from before.
I vote Conditional Love.
Really?
Wow.
I told you I want to see this show. Like, I mean, like, I think The Color of Music's probably great. It's just like, I know what I want to see.
Well, look, I, Danny, can we write this
yeah,
in? Because you and I
are
both.
This is The Color of Music.
Oh,
this is The Color of Music.
Yeah. I mean, I knew you two would vote for this, so I don't feel upset about it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that Color of Music is just where it's at.
We've talked about the last few weeks as we begin to kind of change things. There are some projects that we want to begin working on specifically based off of this podcast, which is kind of the point of this podcast, and this is one that Danny and I have been actively talking about and working to pursue, so it's easily The Color of Music. All right, our next 4-5 sees Seeking Arraignments, our Sugar Daddy Serial Killer versus The Good Town Part 2, our good boys, hard R kids, coming of age, teen drama or comedy, excuse me, where their parents get taken and replaced by aliens, and kids got to save the day.
I mean, it's, for me, Seeking Arraignments.
For me, it's The Good Town, and here's why. Seeking Arraignments is basically Promising Young Woman,
I agree.
I don't know that it could get much better. So I think the circumstances, I got to go The Good Town Part 2.
I just didn't think The Good Town Part 2 was that good. I just thought the other one's better.
Oof.
Yeah, I am actually going to agree with Brian. I think it's going to be The Good Town Part 2. But again, this is one of those things where it's like, if it were either of those against Bringing the Heat, mother-daughter pair of arsonists would have made it. But this time it's
the matchup.
That's how the draw worked out.
How the draw worked, yeah. All right. Next one is a fun one. The Hinge, which is two roommates in quarantine, need a little something, something. And so they try and find a guy, realize that they're in love with each other. Versus 7 Miles from Friendship, which is friends in a college experiment, go to a town and realize that things aren't what they seem. The Hinge is so good. I wish we could make The Hinge.
All right. I guess it's The Hinge. I was on the fence, so I think, I think The Hinge is a good pick.
If there is one that I wish the three of us would like be able to work on as a project and just get unlimited funding for of any of these, I think it would be The Hinge.
No, it's your video.
Oh, man. Get out of here.
This is going to be hard for you guys.
Nah, it's not that hard for me. All right. So in this 3-6, we have One Last Trip. Our senior citizens bust out on some drugs and get caught up in some shenanigans versus Along for the Ride, where a Uber Eats delivery driver has a woman climb into his back seat and gets hijacked while he live streams the whole thing. Look, I love Along for the Ride. It was my pitch. I absolutely adore it. It is not One Last Trip.
Yeah, I honestly think One Last Trip, it's just for all of time, that's a winner. You can see the poster right now.
Truly.
Oh, I agree. I mean, Along for the Ride to me was always kind of like, it felt like somebody had already done it or was about to be done.
It's true. That might be a good thing.
Yeah, like Stuber was so close. There's like so many things that were
Stuber
close.
Stuber was, yeah. Awesome. So we have our Sweet 16 set. We're just going to hop right back in, start back down here at the 4 bracket with Premature versus Stuck.
I vote Premature. I mean, it's better than Stuck.
It's so fast. I voted Deeper, but I think here I'm going to vote Stuck.
Oh, God, you're gonna take
a short film to the Elite Eight. Yeah, that's going to win.
So I'm going to make Stuck. That's just like a thing that's going to happen. But I think Justin's right. I think Premature has the potential to go all the way. So it's going to be Premature. For me,
I don't think it does, because this 2-3 matchup right below it has got some heavy hitters for me, and that's Retro versus Recycled Stories. I think this is going to be the hardest matchup that I have to.
I vote Retro.
See, for me, it's easy. I vote Recycled Stories. So Brian, it's going to be.
So both of these are hour-long TV shows. One is an anthology. One is, see, the thing with Recycled Stories is I can freaking visualize like the opening credits and the sweeping shots of like the yard sales and then how it pans into the item and then pans out. And it's like the story being told and everything. And we have voiceovers. Retro, I think, is just a fun concept. And it's just like.
And it would work.
It's fun. It I just work. Feel like it's more
Recycled
of a book.
Recycled Stories could go wrong.
I feel like Retro is more of a novel.
No, it's definitely an Amazon TV show for sure.
Recycled Stories has big modern love vibes.
Yeah,
Recycled Stories has modern love vibes. Retro
has niche vibes.
Retro has like Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to vote for whichever one of these wins. So I'm really trying to make my decision carefully. I think I'm gonna go Recycled Stories. Modern Love really did a number on me and I really enjoyed it, so I think
brutal.
I think I'm going there.
All right,
that show will be canceled after season one.
All right.
Oh man, that one was tough. Okay, moving over to our next bracket, we have Yo Video, taking on The Night Before Thanksgiving.
Yo Video.
I'm curious what Dani does, because I don't think she loves either.
No,
of these.
I'm going to go Yo Video. I mean, I think
she's
pitched
Yo Video multiple
times.
That's
an easy win for me. I mean, Night Before Thanksgiving, I could take it or leave it. Yo Video, it's hard, but it's good. Like, it would be really hard to write and make, but it's
fantastic.
Good.
I'm going The Night Before Thanksgiving because that's instant money in my pocket.
Yo Video that's would instant, change our lives.
Instant money in my pocket. I think y'all are still to this day overvaluing Yo Video.
I think you need to go back and listen to that episode, even though I scratched it.
I think it's so high concept.
Brian,
that's why
I
love it.
You see what seat it is? Brian, you see what seat it is?
I know.
Okay. So I think you're undervaluing it because your audience put it as a one seat.
And you guys. I did take into account how y'all reacted during the...
Y'all reacted correctly. You're right.
I'm just saying, it's not my cup of tea.
Arkansas, next one.
Moving on. 2-3 seed, Significant Others, The Good Town.
Oh. I vote Significant Others. Done. 2 seed for the win. Good Town couldn't hold a candle to that movie.
Man, this is so hard.
I think the Good Town could hold a fucking candle to this
movie. Yeah, because it's putting our, like...
Like a birthday candle.
Really quality horror pitch against a really quality rom-com pitch. And that's...
And rom-coms would win.
Danny, I'm going to save you some effort here. I do think I'm going to vote Significant Others, as much as it pains me. I do think that that one's the better...
All right. For posterity's sake, I'm voting The Good Town, just for the record, because I don't,
it
I can't let go of my
some
horror.
Love.
Yeah.
It needs some love. All right, moving up to the 1-5, we have Blue Hill Hostel versus Iceberg Dead Ahead.
Iceberg Dead Ahead.
Really?
Oh my God.
Are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely.
No.
I never liked Blue Hill Hostel.
And look what seat it is, Justin. Look at what seat it is.
I respected it. I voted for it over Bringing the Heat. I respect it. But I like Iceberg Dead Ahead better.
As much as I want to troll you and vote Iceberg Dead Ahead, I vote Blue Hill Hostel. I mean, it's...
I vote Blue Hill. Yeah.
Ryan made it. Of course he wants it.
It's much, much better.
It's probably the better show, but I'd much rather watch the other one.
That's fair.
I mean, I would watch both of them.
I would
them.
Watch both.
One, I would be in a different state of mind, but...
I probably wouldn't watch Blue Hill Hostel myself. Seems like an AMC show that I would just never, like...
It does seem like an AMC show. I would get into it. All right, 2-3, Amber Plus None versus Hashtag Dead.
Oh, this one's hard for me.
This one's hard. This one's tough.
I'll go last on this one.
Oh, man. I'm going to go... No, I can't. I can't. I can't. I'm going to go Amber Plus None. I'm going to go Amber Plus None. I love Hashtag Dead. Absolutely.
I'll go Amber Plus None.
Yeah, I'm going to go Amber Plus None too.
Wow.
It was hard for me, but I have to go with the one that I can clearly see and that's more memorable. And like Hashtag Dead I love, but like it's just not as fleshed out.
I like them both, but like every time I thought about it, I was like, I probably would rather do Amber Plus None.
Yeah, and again, it's for me, it's what can I see on screen? And
can you scroll down, Brad? Can I see like what seeds are left? So we got a 1, a 2, a 1 and a 2, and then an 8 and a 3. So yeah. we had a couple upsets in the bottom.
We
but
do.
So far it seems like that one half of the bracket.
I mean, this one's going to be interesting too, because here we have a 1-5, The Color of Music versus The Good Town Part 2. I mean, that's The Color of Music.
Honestly, I don't have a vote either way. So if you need me to break the tie, just let me know.
It's The Color of Music.
It's The Color of Music.
Yeah, so I'm fucking useless on that one.
Why are you useless on it?
Because I don't have an opinion on either one of those. I don't really like...
Oh.
I don't want to make either one of them.
Interesting. Okay. So what about this? We have The Hinge versus One Last Trip. Oh, man. This is so hard. Justin votes The Hinge.
Sure.
I know why. He's a rom-com all the way.
No, One Last Trip, I think, is great, but I'd much rather do The Hinge. Like, if you told me One Last Trip or The Color of Music, I'd say the One Last Trip.
Should I just put out the unedited version of this so people can hear us, like, hemming and hawing about how hard these decisions are?
Probably.
Because this is so brutal. The Hinge versus One Last Trip.
Okay, I'm going to go longevity here. Because Hinge was a... Because
they're older and about to die, Danny? My God.
No, longevity because Hinge was a quarantine idea. I'm going to go One Last Trip because it's timeless. You can put old people on LSD at any time, and that's hilarious. So I'm going to go One Last Trip.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but no. I mean, you could do a natural disaster. You could do a snowstorm, a hurricane. You could do all kinds of stuff with Hinge.
Here's where I'm going to go. I would love for us to make The Hinge. Like, if
I feel
we
like
could get
said that before,
three recently. Actors very recently, if we could get a few actors to go and shoot The Hinge, we could make it in like a weekend and then it could still be like a quarantine based kind of a film.
Just come up in September.
Yeah, I'd do it. I think One Last Trip, I can see it in my head and there were so many funny beats and. It's also one of the few times we've very successfully melded ideas. Because if you remember, that was mine and Danny's idea kind of combined together. So I think I'm going to go, I'm going to go one last trip.
All right.
I can already see how this is going to go. Good Lord. You two are in the biggest cahoots.
We're not. We're not. I don't think this is going to go how you think this is going to go. So,
yeah, the move they want to make, guys, if that's the winner, that'll tell you everything.
Oh my God. So, okay, here we have The Color of Music, the one seed versus One Last Trip, the three seed. We have Blue Hill Hostel, one seed versus two seed Amber Plus None. We have one seed Yo Video versus two seed Significant Others. And in the shocker, we have eight seed Premature versus three seed Recycled Stories. So,
Cinderella, baby.
Let's start down here. So we're in the Elite Eight. Danny's going to read the log lines for these eight as they come along. So the two matchups. So we have the three seed Recycled Stories versus the eight seed Premature. Danny, why don't you read us the Recycled Stories and Premature log lines?
All righty. Recycled Stories is a dramedy anthology series. Each episode, we learn the story behind a beloved object being sold at a yard sale. In the end, all the different objects come together to continue creating stories with their new family. Versus Premature. A woman looking for love finally meets the type of handsome, sensitive, and intelligent man she's been waiting to marry her whole life. But it turns out he's bad in bed. And she can't tell him. Can she low-key teach him how to get her off, or is she screwed? Ooh.
Look, if we're just going on log line, Premature was hilarious. Such a good log line. So funny.
I think Premature's got to take it. It's just like you really see it, you can make it Recycled Stories. I mean, it's quirky, but it's not going to have that. Premature has a little bit of that, like, obvious child plus. I think it's Premature. I hate
see,
it,
here's
but
the thing.
I think it's Premature.
I wish Retro and The Hinge would have been swapped, because for me, I always thought of Premature as our lesser version of The Hinge. Like, whenever I think of rom-coms that we've done, for me, The Hinge is number one. No, The Hinge was so much better than Premature. The Premature is just kind of like,
it's Danny's idea and I'm all over it. This is rare occasion for me.
I don't know. It's not my cup of tea. But hey, I'm outvoted. It's not that I necessarily think Recycled Stories is so much better than Premature. I just want to take a second for all the fallen soldiers like The Hinge and hashtag dead and The Good Town that got beat out, that would have, to me, wiped the floor with Premature. So
anyways,
all right, Danny, our next one is Yo Video versus Significant Others.
All righty. Let's start with Yo Video. Yo Video is an episodic sitcom about a group of kooky 90s Blockbuster employees. Each episode, our characters try to sort out their personal problems and find themselves in the various worlds of famous 80s and 90s films, learning life lessons in different styles and forms with each rental, whether it be Pulp Fiction, Jurassic Park, or Clueless. Versus Significant Others. When a man falls for a woman with dissociative identity disorder, she has to make a choice. Will she trust him with all of herself? Think 50 First Dates in the style of Scott Pilgrim. This hard R rom-com with a heart of gold shows us all the different sides of love.
I vote Yo Video.
I vote Significant Others. Danny?
Whew. This one is tough. This one's tough. But I'm going to vote Yo Video. I think if I'm going to go for it, I'm going to go high concept and I'm going to go full out.
Oh, because a woman with DID isn't high concept. All right. We've got the next one too. Blue Hill Hostel versus Amber Plus None.
All right. Blue Hill Hostel. Blue Hill Hostel. Oh God, this one's a long one. This one wasn't a log line. Okay. We're doing it. Blue Hill Hostel is a dramatic anthology series about a hostel owner in a remote town and the visitors passing through, told in a non-linear fashion over a number of decades. Each episode features one conflicted traveler who comes to stay at one specific, transient moment in their journey. Small talk with the owner, how long are you staying, and where are you headed, inspires our travelers to show what events led them to this very moment, and these flashbacks give an inkling of what challenges await them at their next destination. The owner listens to the traveler's past, and with their own stories and advice, helps to shape the traveler's future. Little do they know, the visitor's stories are shaping the owner's life journey as well.
Holy God, you weren't lying about that.
Yeah.
All right, Amber plus none.
Amber plus none is a rom-com about self-love. When her best friend demands she brings a date to her wedding in 90 days, Amber Dunn must find a plus one. When she finds the perfect man, though, she realizes she might just be happier single. Oof. Oof,
I vote Amber plus none.
Look, Justin said he knows exactly what's going to happen. I don't think he does, because I'm going Amber plus none. One of my favorite episodes. I absolutely love the concept. I love where we took it. I think in the episode itself, I said that I think I would personally have her focused a little more on the self-love than anything. But it's still one of my favorites. I'm going Amber plus none.
You're going to go with Amber plus none?
I am.
Shit. I'm going to also go with Amber plus none. Off of that log line, we got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
the next one's where I know you're going.
All right.
This would be a surprise if it went the other way.
This is hard. So we have the Color of Music one seed versus the three seed one last trip.
All right. The Color of Music. The Color of Music is a romance movie musical. When brain damage from a car accident causes a run-of-the-mill accountant to start seeing colors when he hears music, chromesthesia, he begins to see his old college flame, a singer-songwriter, in a new light. The lovers create sweet harmony as they paint the town red, but will the relationship survive when the colors begin to fade? Versus One Last Trip. When an elderly war vet, a wheelchair-bound butch lesbian, and a southern grandma find a bunch of acid at their nursing home, they decide to take one last trip. Two care home volunteers, a drag queen and a high school teacher, scramble to find them, and the stash, only to discover that the drugs are all gone. With some unexpected assistance, our senior hooligans must figure out how to make all that good drug money back or face the consequences. I know what it is for me. I vote One Last Trip.
I vote One Last Trip.
I also vote One Last Trip.
That was surprising.
It's kind of like what Danny said earlier. It's like, I love The Color of Music, but like, I also acknowledge that I plan to make The Color of Music. So
I just want to put this out there. It's not that I don't like The Color of Music. I would never touch that movie because I'm so not confrontational that like, I would be in so fear. Anytime you do something like that with like something with someone's mental or physical or something like that, like there's always, it's so hard to do it perfectly where like it's what that community wants, especially if you're not in that community. So I just, that's my biggest fear with doing those type of movies. Like, I don't want to do something wrong or offend anybody.
So that's fair. The person who had chromesthesia that I inspired me and I reached out to see if we could use their artwork, they listened and they loved the episode. And Danny has a friend who had it. And I think we would do it justice. I get what you're saying, but that's not a concern for me. The concern for me is production.
I watched Sia just do one and get like love from half the community and hate from the other half. So like, I mean, it's hard.
Well, I heard the hate was because she's a bad director.
The hate was because like some of them felt like she was donating to the wrong organizations. There was a bunch of stuff.
Gotcha.
So it's hard to be perfect.
Gotcha.
On that one.
So here we are, our final four. We have a one, Yo Video, a two, Amber plus none, a three, One Last Trip, and a four, Premature. Or I'm sorry, an eight, Premature. Yeah,
get it right, Brian. That's
get it right.
That is a Cinderella story for the ages.
Yeah, I think that Cinderella story is about to end, and let's get right into it. One Last Trip versus Premature.
Premature.
One Last Trip.
I'm going to vote One Last Trip. It still has my heart. One Last Trip is the movie that I would want to write, the movie that I would want to see.
Yeah.
So I would like to know this. Who pitched One Last Trip?
So I think it was mine.
It was Brian, but then I tacked on concepts to it.
Yep.
I mean, that's for our job, Danny.
Well, no, I was thinking of writing this.
Premature was Danny's idea, correct?
Yeah.
Amber plus one was yeah. that mine?
Yep.
Yo video was mine.
Yep.
Okay, so it's going to be Brian and I in the finals. Just
okay,
like.
But to clarify,
how funny is
I
it?
Literally was like, no, I, was just, I brought in the complete B plot because I was like, I wanted to make one where people no, are I'm, chasing their grandparents.
I'm not taking any credit from yeah. you, Danny. I thought it was funny that it was tied between Brian and the actual pitch of the season. And now, no matter what, it'll be tied for us for here too for our pitch ideas. I thought that
well,
was
funny. I think what's funny is that I think I both know where we're going to vote and it's going to be up to Danny. And I think I know where she's going to vote and it's going to end up the exact same freaking way that it
all
did.
All right, let's see this.
Anyways, let's see it play out. Amber plus none versus Yo Video. I go Amber plus none. That's not a surprise.
You knew he was going to do that.
I voted against Yo Video the last three rounds.
I'm going to go Yo Video.
Of course you are.
Brian, I didn't say anything yet.
What are you going?
Oh, come on.
I'm having trouble.
Oh, come on.
I don't think
come
he's joking.
On.
I think Justin is actually...
Because half my brain's like, what do I need to put in there to beat one
last
trip?
Oh my God.
Dude, Amber Plus One is a fantastic... Like, out of the two of these right here, I would love to write Amber Plus None. Yo Video would be so cool to work on, though.
Do you remember the ending that we came up with for Amber Plus None, where she's sitting at the coffee shop?
Yes.
And she, like...
We had a couple endings. It took us forever.
It did. I mean, like...
No, but I think it's like, Brian, how cool would it be to work on the set of Yo Video, though?
Look,
to
be Yo Video, if you want to talk about recycled stories getting canceled after a season, I don't think Yo Video ever gets picked up because it's so much money and it's so high concept. I think selling it to studios would be a nightmare. Like, I don't think that there's anybody that could understand that show from like a story Bible, because you guys remember,
you know
I
what?
Said,
I'm voting Yo Video.
I knew it.
All right.
Just because of Brian's negativity.
You guys said every episode's a different concept and a different movie. And I was like, let's do like every few episodes.
We're changing people's lives on Yo Video.
This is going to be so hard.
Oh, my word.
I mean, Brad Pitt's already decided to guest star.
Oh, my God. All right. Here we are. It is our final pitch competition. We have One Last Trip versus Yo Video. Justin and I going head-to-head. Justin, here's what I think we should do. I think you should pitch Danny Yo Video, and I'm going to pitch her One Last Trip, and we're going to see what she decides. Because I think we both know where we're going with this.
Danny, when you had to like give people you respected and you know interview and things like that, what was the episode you most brought to people? What was the concept you thought was so good that we did that you wanted to show the head of National Lampoon, was it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just think about that when you're making a decision. Like, you clearly know it's the best pitch because you've already tried to pitch it.
All right, Danny. Here's the thing. Yo Video's great. But if you want to make a project, only one of these would ever stand a shot of getting made. One of them may be better, and I'm not disagreeing with that. But one of them is so high concept that it would have to be animated for it to even get a shot at sniffing the silver or big screen. One of them, you could put Robert De Niro. You could put Al Pacino. You could put Mary Steenburgen. You could put Candace Bergen. Like, you could put... There's so much Meryl Streep. Danny, you could work with Meryl Streep.
So Brian's has no budget limits at all, and mine apparently has, like, budget
Mine
limits.
Is a big studio. This is going against the Avengers in the summer because this is a comedy that everyone wants to see. You've
mine
got,
gets picked up by Disney.
All right.
Disney Plus buys your video.
Oh, so it is animated.
Oh, this is so hard.
It is animated.
This is so hard.
Yeah, just like your Marvel movies.
God, this is so hard.
Danny, just do what we all know you're going to do and just rip the Band-Aid.
I think I know where she's going.
I've already accepted it.
I'm going to go with the one that I feel like I could confidently sit down and write. that I feel like I could be the baby of this podcast if the three of us were going
quitting
to
the podcast.
Get into a room together, that we could make it. And I'm going to vote for One Last Trip.
Fucking quitting the podcast.
I think One Last Trip is...
You would never get me in the room.
...is the one.
Fucking
Justin,
bullshit.
Acknowledge for me that Yo Video is so high concept you would have issues.
I go back to it again. What is Danny... When we have meetings, Danny always pitches Yo Video to people. Like,
because it's one of our best episodes. We took...
It's one of our best ideas. It's clearly one of the best ideas that made the finals.
That's fair.
One Last Trip is something like Jackass could make. Like, I mean, we're better than that.
No.
Like, did they make Grandpa?
Grandpa. Oh, was that Bad Jackass? Grandpa?
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking totally what One Last different. Trip is.
No.
No, it's fairly similar.
It's totally different.
Oh, my God.
All right.
We're following Jackass. That's
Well,
that's
here's our, the good news.
That's who we are.
Here's the good news. 36 episodes... We had such tough decisions in some of these. Like, I mean, premature.
Did I scratch One Last Trip?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
You did.
Yep.
And guess what? We both scratched Yo Video.
I know.
Wow.
Danny, we should have gone with the serial killer shoemaker, which you pitched against last... You pitched against Yo Video. I should have chose that.
Didn't we bring Yo Video back?
No, we didn't. Oh, no, it was.
Oh, wait.
We
did.
It was the Halloween episode that we just randomly picked.
Idea de los Muertos.
How do I know this podcast better than you guys?
Ideas from the Dead. Yeah, we brought it back and it won that time. See, Justin, yours is such high concept that it had to take two pitches for you to get.
Hey, I mean... At the end of the day, the audience knows who the true winner is.
Look, the good news is the audience can listen and tell us where we messed up. I'm going to laugh if like people are like, how dare you get rid of Along for the Ride so soon or something like that.
I mean, if Premature really is an 8 seed, people will be upset that the Premature got that far.
Yeah, I loved Stoopmates. I thought Stoopmates was going to have a run.
Ugh.
You liked Stoopmates.
I don't know.
You don't know. You know this podcast better than we do. You voted for it. You saved it.
I said I don't now.
Oh, well.
It's the title that kills me. I just don't like the title.
Mm. But you like Conditional Love?
I think it's funny.
God.
Oh, man.
Because it's uppercased.
Favorite title so far?
Favorite title?
Oh, Little Monsters.
Call Us Monsters?
Yeah, favorite title for sure.
Hmm. I don't know.
Is it weird? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say I really like One Last Trip.
One Last Trip's good. I really like The Color of Music. I think that's like
one of
my favorite titles.
That was another one that I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Premature is a pretty good title too.
Premature is really good.
Premature.
Because it's just like, it just is what it is.
I'll Be Home for Hanukkah. That's like a Hallmark movie title. That'll be snatched up for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Significant Others was kind of a cool title.
It was, with the little S at the end. Yeah.
And Amber Plus 9.
Amber Plus 1.
Amber Plus 9.
Amber
yeah,
plus
that
nine
was a
good one.
We had some really good titles.
And some really bad titles.
Amber Plus.
And some really
bad titles.
Worst
titles. The Finternet.
Oh.
Amber Plus 1 should have been like a...
None.
Actual plus sign, though.
Cult to Cash is really bad.
Yeah.
The Worst Peninsula. Title. The Peninsula is a joke
so
to
bad.
Me.
So bad.
The Peninsula is probably our worst
title. I honestly thought
Peninsula.
Retro was pretty bad, too, because it just does not tell us
Retro
what it is at all.
Retro is not great.
Fair.
Neither does, like, Hit the Road.
Yeah.
Deeper.
Oh, Deeper was good because it's
I can see
deeper
it
into
like,
her psyche and the pool.
Yeah, I can see it if it's like over a pool
on a poster.
Yeah.
But like Other Side of the Tracks, too long, you know.
I didn't like Recycled Stories.
Oh.
I don't like that title.
The Hinge was a really good one.
Conditional Love, so bad.
God, so bad. Love Means Nothing.
That one was also bad.
We've gotten so lazy
Love Means
lately.
Nothing actually makes sense, though.
It does. Oh, you know, another one of my favorite ones was one with a guest. Pack of Smokes, I really liked.
Pack of Smokes was good.
But Andrew kind of had that one straight from the cuff. Like, he knew that one.
The Cellar Door, I'm sorry, even though that was our title episode, it means nothing to what the actual show was.
Well, no, but...
But it was a good concept. I mean, throw some Iceberg Alzheimer's in
dead
there.
Iceberg Deadhead. Solid.
Iceberg Deadhead.
That's a good title. That's a good title. And you can just see the zombies.
Especially for the movie that it was.
So some of my favorites have actually been with guests now that I'm looking at it. Like Libby's A Light in the Desert was great. AI Becomes Us with Colby was a really good title. Like, we just had really good guest titles.
All right. Do we want to do What Are You Watching? Sorry, I have to head out in a minute.
Yeah, we can do a What Are You Watching?
Danny, what are you watching?
All right, for our last What Are You Watching of the season, I watched A Quiet Place Part 2.
Ooh.
It was good. I mean, I prefer A Quiet Place Part 1, but like, still really good. Solid movie. Nice sequel. It's hard to get a good sequel these days.
Dope. Godfather 2. I am rewatching, and this is probably because Brian's been putting it in my head, I'm rewatching Scrubs.
Ooh, yeah.
And not great.
No, you're a dirty liar. Go home. You're drunk. It's like, I'm ending the podcast right now.
This is why we're ending the season.
This is it. This is the season ender right here. No, this is a horrible take.
Definitely better when I was in college. I would say like a B+ TV show.
Horrible take. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. I'm just going to walk off right now. No, I watched, what did I watch? I watched Loki, the other Marvel show, latest Marvel show on Disney+. Look, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm over TV shows. It could have been a movie. They're not my favorite.
I've heard good things.
Definitely high concept, too expensive.
I think, honestly, I
can't believe they were able to make it. It just made no sense to me that somebody would do something high concept like that and spend all that money.
Honestly, when it could have been a
video could have been better.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I agree. Your video would have been better.
I think the problem that I have with Loki and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is like, save some money, make a film, because these are 6 episodes.
They don't need to save any money, though.
That's fair, but make a film, put it direct to Disney+, and actually tell a cohesive story and not drag shit out. Because, like, honestly, so TV shows nowadays, they have this much plot and they try to stretch it this wide, you know? And it's like,
the question is, do they save money by making a TV show?
Probably not.
I'm guessing
it's
no.
About the same. But honestly, they don't need to save money. They just need to make more content.
I don't think they spend as much money on marketing.
That's probably true. And theaters.
I wonder how much they saved.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Do you guys remember like Disney Channel original movies? Disney
Plus
original movies.
Yeah, but they're not
going
to do as well. Nobody wants to watch a movie nowadays. Nobody wants to watch a straight to TV movie right now.
And that's what I can't understand. Why would somebody want to sit down and watch 1 hour every week of a TV show that gives you not much more plot than 1 2-hour movie or 1 hour and a half movie?
Because they feel like they're going to get more.
And you feel like it's smaller. Like, you feel like it's more manageable, even though it's not.
It's dumb. It's big dumb. I hate it.
It's the future of TV.
Well, good thing you're not in charge.
I'm not in charge. I love TV shows if they have stories to tell and they can fill out every episode. Some can't. So.
All right.
It's just like Yo Video. I don't think Yo Video could sustain. Are we going back to this? Are we doing this
well,
again?
Well, hey, I voted one last trip, so shut your mouth.
Well, I gotta go, guys, and I'll see you guys next season at some point.
Yeah.
Hopefully sooner than later, but it's been a great year, and I wish everybody the best, and like and subscribe, and hopefully you guys like the new team that comes in and out of here, and I'm Justin Eugene. See you later.
This has been awesome. Justin will be back in 2 episodes for our birthday bash. We're going to blow it out. We're going to do something big. We're going to do a giveaway. So stay tuned for that. We're going to announce everything within that in the next episode and on the big socials. But yeah, we're going to be giving away some stuff to celebrate our first year.
It'll be a meet and greet with Brian.
You don't want that. I appreciate you all so much. It's been a super fun 50 weeks. Looking forward to the next 50.
Thank you all for listening. It's been truly a delight delivering these stories to your ears. If you like us, give us 5 stars, give us a comment, subscribe, like us on social media. It really helps. Tell your friends. It'll help us to continue giving you this great content that we love to bring you every week. You can find me at Official Danny Hanks on Instagram or at Danny_Hanks on Twitter, or find the pod at Can We Save Pod for all those updates you're looking for.
You can find me at Bredacted on Instagram and Bredacted42 on Twitter. And Justin, for the last time, where can the people find you?
I am at Justin Eugene.
On all social media platforms.
Concept. See you next season.
Twitter.
See ya.